God. I feel the Holy Ghost here already, don't you? I feel the good presence of God right here in our midst, wanting to help you tonight. I really do. I really do. Don't you turn with me tonight if you have your Bibles. I trust that you do. If you don't have the King James Version, yours probably won't read like mine. So I trust you got the King James Version. I'm sure you do. The book of Mark, Mark chapter 10. Very familiar story to you Bible readers. You probably heard it preached from many, many different times. But this is what I feel that God has placed on my heart for the night, and I want to share it with you here tonight. So I'm going to begin reading with verse 46 of chapter 10 of the book of Mark. It says, and they came, if you stand for the reading of the word, that's the way we normally do, honor God's word. And they came to Jericho, and as he went out of Jericho with his disciples and a great number of people, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the highway side begging. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, Jesus, thou son of David, he said, have mercy on me. And many charged him that he should hold his peace, but he cried the more a great deal, thou son of David, have mercy on me. And Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called. And they called the blind man, saying unto him, be of good comfort, rise, he calleth thee. And he, casting away his garment, rose and came to Jesus. And Jesus answered and said unto him, what wilt thou that I should do unto thee? The blind man said unto him, Lord, that I might receive my sight. And Jesus said unto him, go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole. And immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus in the way. Thank you for standing. You can be seated. I desire your prayers tonight. And I feel like God is wanting to speak to us tonight. It's not because of me, but I feel like that there's some needs here tonight that God is wanting to help you with. And if we'll be obedient to God, God will do his part. Yes, sir. Amen? Amen. Yes, sir. I believe in the miracles of the Bible. Yes, sir. I believe that this healing right here really and truly took place. I really do. I really do. Why do you believe it, Brother Head? Because the Bible said it did. That's right. The Bible said it did. I believe in the miracles of the Bible because I believe in the miracle maker of the Bible. I really do. I really do. And when the miracle maker of the Bible was wrapped in human flesh and walked the landscape of this earth, there was miracles. There was miracles. Jesus walked into towns. He walked into different cities. And when Jesus walked there, the sick was healed up. I believe that. I believe that. The crippled, they stood up. They stood up. And the deaf, they listened up when Jesus passed by. I want to tell you what, when Jesus passes by, there will be a difference. There will be a difference. And the demonic man, when Jesus passed by his way and came his way, he was freed up. Come on, y'all going to help me right here for a little bit? Right here tonight? I believe I have read in the Bible where that he'd taken a little lad's lunch of 5 loaves and 2 small fish. And I want to tell you what, in the hands of the lad, It was loaves. But when it got in the hands of Jesus, it became lunches. Come on, can you say, amen? That's the kind of God we're serving. That's the kind of Jesus that we're looking to. And that's the kind of Jesus that you know right here tonight. I want to tell you what, he can take what little bit that we have to offer, and he can do a whole lot with it. Come on, help me right here. So he took that five loaves and two small fish. And I want to tell you, in one place it talked about 5,000. Another place, I believe it was 3,000. And when he took that little lad's lunch, I want to tell you what, that multitude of people, they ate up. And they were filled up. Come on, help me right here for a little while. And another thing, they cheered up. Come on, can you say amen? Yeah, yeah. It makes a difference when Jesus passes by. And you know what? I feel that same Jesus right here tonight in this house. I really do. I feel like he's wanting to do something for you. I want to tell you what, I'd love to see him to do something for me. I really would. You know, I don't know what might be going on with you. I don't know just exactly, you know, what you might be confronted with or what you might be facing. But I know there is a Jesus that cares about us. Come on, can you say amen? I believe that I read in the Bible also. I've read this Bible through several different times, just like you have. I believe that I've read in the Bible where he walked through a cemetery and they was corpse that got up. Come on, can you say amen? I believe that. I believe that he raised the dead. Why do you believe it, Brother Lynn? It's not because somebody else, because the Bible says that he did it. Come on, can you say amen? Help me right here for a little while. But then I want to tell you something, my friend. I read to us right here in this story right here tonight about a blind man by the name of Bartimaeus, and the Bible said that he spoke up. Come on, can you say amen? And you know the reason sometimes we don't really have that we really need to get from God, it is because we as God's children, we don't speak up. Come on, can you say amen? I believe that it was with Bartimaeus, the reason that he received from the Lord, it was to the fact that he spoke up. Come on, can you say amen? How many times have we come to a service just like that we are in right here tonight, and we wished a thousand times when we exited and went out of this building right here that we really had a receive from the Lord, that we really had a desire to receive in our heart from the Lord. You can't blame it on the pastor. You couldn't blame it on the singers. You couldn't blame it on anyone in the congregation. The only reason that we didn't receive it from the Lord is to the fact we didn't speak up. Come on, can you say amen? You know the Bible still tells me in this day and time, it said let the redeemed of the Lord to say so. And if God would help me right here tonight, this is what I want to speak to preach on right here tonight. It's time for the church of the living God to speak up. Come on, can you say amen? The Bible declares unto us that we have not because we ask not. Come on, can you say amen? I want to tell you what, I feel like right here tonight, I don't know what Brother Kevin Lord preached on Monday night. I don't know what he preached on Tuesday night. I don't know what Brother Judd preached on last night. Come on, but tonight is another night, and tonight could be your night, my friend, if we would just only speak up and let. It's not that God doesn't know, he already knows. Come on, I want to tell you something. The Bible said he would withhold no good thing from them that walk upright before him. And I believe right here tonight that I am among some people that knows what it is to walk upright before the Lord. And he also declares unto us in his word and from his word that it is his good pleasure to give us the kingdom. I want to tell you something. He said to fear not, little flock. I want to tell you what, Jesus is wanting to do something for us right here tonight. But sometimes we just have to speak up. Come on, can you say amen? Help me right here for a while. It's not that he doesn't know the intents of your heart. It's not that he doesn't already know your need. But some of you right here, you are parents right here tonight. And you know what? You want your children to speak speak up. You may want your companion to speak up and to let you to know what they are desiring and what they are wanting. Come on, can you say amen? There's been a many a time my wife, she does love to shop, but I want to tell you what, is she does love the mountains. But I'm not here tonight just because of the mountains. I come here to have church. Come on, can you say amen? I don't know one thing about a tea party. Come on, can you say amen? But I want to tell you something. I do know something. What? I'm a feeling right here tonight in my soul and in the depths of my spirit, my friend. I feel like God is wanting to do something for somebody right here tonight if they would just speak up. Come on. How did you get the Holy Ghost? Come on. You didn't get the Holy Ghost by just sitting back there with your arms folded and not saying anything. Come on. Can you say amen? You spoke up and you let the Lord know what you was really wanting. And there are some of you right here under the sound of my voice. You know what divine healing is all about. How did you get that touch? How did you get that spiritual touch? Come on. I want to tell you something. You spoke up and you let God know what you was really wanting. I feel like right here tonight that there is some in this congregation, if we would just speak up and let the Lord know what we are desiring, that he, come on, help me right here, that he would give you the desires of your heart right here tonight, my friend. You don't have to wait for a Friday night. You don't have to wait for a camp meeting. You don't have to wait for a fellowship meeting. I want to tell you what, God is wanting to do it for you right here tonight. But we got to speak up. We got to speak up. I'd be willing to say right here tonight among us, we know everybody knows everybody. There's probably no strangers right here among us. We all know everybody. We've been in services together before and worship God, and we've seen the glory of the Lord come down before. Come on. Help me right here. But, you know, there's a lot of people that would criticize Bartimaeus. Probably from the way that he acted, the way that he conducted himself, by him crying out and acting that way. But, you know, I don't criticize him for that. I'm glad that he did. I want to preach this. I really do. I'm a feeling something churning in my heart right here. I'm a feeling something churning deep down in my heart right here. And you have been in services just like I have been in services where we are sitting right here just like we are sitting here tonight. And then somebody made up their mind that they're going to receive and get something from the Lord. Come on. And you know, sometimes we'll say, well, I hope they hear up, go and get what they get, because 9 o'clock is coming on here pretty quick. You know what? God don't operate by that clock right up there. You and I may operate by that clock, but God doesn't necessarily have to operate by that clock. And I want to tell you some things. I want to talk to you some things right here tonight about Bartimaeus. And I feel like the Lord has dealt with me about it and laid on my heart. I want you to notice right there in that first verse that I read tonight in verse 46. It said that there was a great number of people. There was a great multitude of people there. And like I said right here tonight, I don't know how many there'd be right here tonight. They may be 75 of us, 80 of us, maybe 90. I don't know. I'm not good at numbering. That matters not one bit. If there's 150 here, it matters not. Come on, but right there was a great number of people. Isn't it something right here that we are blood bought and we are no longer our own? We are bought with a price. Come on, can you say amen? And there was a time, come on, when you didn't mind what nobody thought. You didn't care how anybody felt about anything. The most important thing of all was getting to Jesus and touching Jesus. Come on, help me right here. But isn't it something or another in this day and hour that I am seeing among holiness people? It's not that God's not wanting to help us. It's not that God is not wanting to bless us. Come on, but sometimes we get intimidated by the crowd. We get intimidated by the folks that are around us. And a lot of times it is people that we know. Come on, can you say amen? But I want to tell you something other about Bartimaeus. He didn't care how great a number of people that it was. He wanted to receive his sight because Jesus was a passing by. Come on. hell. And you know what? Sometimes it amazes me that we can hide ourselves in a crowd. And a lot of times we'll hide ourselves in a church assembly just like this right here. We begin to hide when we know we got a need, and when we know we got a desire in our heart that we are a needing something from God. We'll begin to hide ourselves when the Holy Ghost is a dealing with us and a pulling on the cords of our heart to bring us closer to Him. We'll begin to hide in the crowd. Come on, can you say amen? Help me right here for a little while. I want to tell you something, church. The world, they don't hide behind the crowd. You let them go to a ball game or something other like that, and you let some of them's parents, come on, their son, if they get a home run or if they bring in some runners, I want to tell you something. They don't hide behind the crowd. They're going to stand up immediately and say, that's my boy. That's my girl. They're going to let the world to know who that it is. I want to tell you something. That's the way we ought to be in the house of God. When we've got a want or when we got a need and when we got a something to long in for us, something in our heart for God, my friend, we ought not hide behind the crowd. We ought to be able to stand up and say, that's my Jesus. Come on, help me right here for a while. That's the way that it was with Barnabas when they told him to be quiet and to hush up. Come on, and to hold his peace. I want to tell you something about Barnabas. He did not hold his peace. He cried out to more a great deal. Come on, can you say amen? Why? I want to tell you why did he done it. He spoke up. Why? Because he had a need, my friend. And Brother Ingram, right here tonight, I feel like that there is some here that you've got a need right here tonight. And come on, help me right here. And Barnabas knew if there was something that wasn't done by somebody else, he was never going to receive his sight. He was going to always remain that way. I'm here to tell you tonight on the authority of God's holy word. I'm feeling the Holy Ghost right here tonight. I'm feeling the third person of the Godhead dealing with some right here tonight, my friend. Hey, you're not going to interrupt this service right here tonight. At any time you feel like getting up from where you're at, that's what's going to bring revival. That's what's going to bring a move of God. It's when we become obedient to the Lord and come on and we admit that we need help from Almighty God. But it's getting, come on, it's getting to be something among holiness people anymore. It's like we don't want to admit that we really and truly need help from Almighty God. I want to tell you, I don't keep up with very many songwriters, and I don't follow singing groups. Come on. But I do like that old song, I believe, that Charles Johnson sung. I can't even walk without him holding my hand. And I'm not a singer. I know y'all would rather for me to try to sing in my preaching's kind of pool right here tonight. But for some reason or another, I'm a feeling the Holy Ghost of pulling and a ringing somebody's bell right here tonight. Come on. What is it that we're going to have to do? We got to admit that we've got a need. Come on. We've got to admit that we need help, and our help is going to come from the Lord. Come on. Can you say, oh, I feel the Lord right here tonight. And we cannot be intimidated by the crowd. Oh, Brother Head, if you wasn't there, if it was Brother Ingram up there, I want to tell you what I'd get right up from where I'm at tonight. If it wasn't Brother Kevin, Lord, I'd have got right up from where I was at. If it hadn't have been Brother Judd, I'd have been right up there from where I was at. I doubt it very much. Come on, can you say amen? Because God is still the same God, and you are feeling a wooing and a tugging right here at your heart. I'm telling you what we're needing among our churches more than anything. We just needed an old-time Holy Ghost interruption where the Spirit of the Lord would just come by, and he would just sweep us. Come on, help me right here for a while. But what is it going to take to do it? I want to tell you what. We've got to speak up and realize that's what we are needing more than anything. My glory to God. Pray while I pray. I'm a feeling the Holy Ghost right here tonight. I'm a feeling the glory of the Lord here tonight in this house, my friend. But we cannot be intimidated by the crowd. Oh, y'all loosening up a little bit right here now. And I can feel, as I say sometimes, I can feel just a little bit of vibration around here. Come on, what would happen if we were to really, truly loosen on up? What is the Holy Ghost wanting to do for us? What is the Holy Ghost wanting to do for you right here tonight? Come on, is it that you need a refreshing of the Spirit of God? Is it that you need a reviving of the Spirit of the Lord? I've heard Brother Ingram testify and tell about Brother Judge's wife, I believe that it was, when y'all was in revival with Brother J.R. You know what brought that great revival? Come on, can you say amen? I know Brother J.R. well enough to say what I'm fixing to say. It wasn't Brother J.R. Alexander. Come on, can you say amen? It wouldn't have been Brother Lee in hell or Brother Don Rich or anybody else. It was somebody that was going to be obedient to God. Come on, can you say amen? Help me right here for a little while. I want to tell you what, I'm a feeling a need right here tonight that is among us, my friend, and we don't need to hide behind the crowd, and we don't need to be intimidated by the crowd. Come on, can you say amen? Help me right here for a while. Oh, I'm a feeling the Lord right here. I'm a feeling the glory of the Lord. I've got a lot of things written down right here tonight, but I want to tell you something. I may not go through all of it, and I may not have to go through all of it, but I am feeling the God of heaven that is wanting to help us right here for a while. But then again, I thought about Bartimaeus, my friend. Not only was he intimidated by the crowd, but he was influenced by the complainers. Come on, can you say amen? There was some of them that said, oh, Bartimaeus, he doesn't have time for you. Come on, he's going to Jerusalem. He's going to another place. He doesn't have time for you. Come on, can you say amen? I want to tell you what, he was not influenced by the complainers. Come on, can you say amen? It bothers me in this day and time when you're trying to have revival, trying to have a move of God. How many people are complaining? They're going about this. There ain't no need of you doing that. There ain't no need of you acting that way. I tell you what I'd do. I'd be willing to run down the aisle if I had a need right here tonight. Whatever I say, Lamb of God, I'm a feeling the glory of the Lord right here tonight in this house, my friend. I want to tell you something, that I would not be influenced by the complainers. Brother Ingram, I don't want to get out of order here tonight. Hold your peace, Bartimaeus. They didn't like it. Come on. Isn't it amazing? I want to tell you something. A critical tongue can dampen the song service. A critical tongue can damage the service altogether. But we cannot afford to be influenced. Come on. We cannot afford to be influenced by criticism. I feel the Lord. I feel the Lord here. I tell you really truly what I feel right here tonight. I'm a feeling that somebody's wanting to get up and obey God. And the devil's afraid you are going to get up and obey God, that he really and truly doesn't know what to do. But I want to tell you something another. My friend, you are not the property of the devil. You belong to God. You belong to God. You know, I thought about in studying on this and praying about this, and I feel like God dealt with me about this. The priest is right here. What was it that stopped Jesus? It wasn't darkness that stopped Jesus, because he's the light of the world. So it wasn't darkness. We can talk about, you know, the reason we don't have revival and the reason we don't have a move of God, there's so much darkness all around, so much evil and wickedness all around. We are living in an evil and a wicked day. But that doesn't stop Jesus, because he's the light of the world. It wasn't death that stopped Jesus, because he's the one that gives life. It wasn't demons that stopped Jesus, because he cast them out. Come on. So look at it in the story. What was it? The only thing that stopped Jesus was a cry for help. That stopped him. When Bartimaeus began to cry out for help, the Bible said Jesus stood still And the disciple says, he called it for thee. Come on. Oh, I feel like right here tonight. Brother Ingram is my pastor while I am here. He's got the right to pull my coattail and set me down and say, listen, you're out of order. Sit down up here. But for some reason or another, I feel like God's got his hands right on your pulse. And you know. But sometimes we'll hold back when really and truly we know that he is our source of help. Come on, come on, come on. I feel the Holy Ghost dealing with some of y'all right now. You want to move out. You want him to come. But we're afraid right now we'll interrupt something. You're not going to interrupt nothing. When you feeling the drawing of the Spirit of the Lord, that's when we need to step out. I believe I know this pastor well enough. Come on, you're not going to break up nothing. We didn't hand out no order to service. Or you know how many songs we was going to sing, who was going to take prayer requests, and about the offering, when that was going to be, and thank you for everything that you have done, and may God richly bless you for all of that. But I tell you what I'm wanting to see more than anything, and that is somebody to get to help, that come on, that they are crying out for the Lord to help them with, and God is here and wanting to help you. Come on, help me right here for a little while. But I'm a feeling that there is some here tonight that you're wanting to step up from where you're at, and you are wanting to speak out, and you are wanting to speak up. But what if Bartimaeus had never spoke up? I tell you what Bartimaeus would have done. He would have remained blind, my friend. Come on, can you say amen? Help me right here for a little while. And then Jesus asked him a question. He said, what wilt thou have me to do? Come on. I feel like right here tonight, that's what he's asked in you. Come on. And you, come on. It makes me think about a man that told me one time he'd been saved for 30 years. That's been a few years back. It might be going on around 40 years now. And he sat right there and got saved. No doubt he's saved. I don't question that one bit. And he's a good man. He lives a good life. And he said, Brother Head, when the Lord gets ready to baptize me with the Holy Ghost, said he'll baptize me a sitting right here. Come on. I want to tell you something. My Lord and mercy, if I went over 30 years and didn't have the baptism of the Holy Ghost, I believe I would be doing something other than just sitting on a pew. Come on, can you say amen? I believe I'd be asking the Lord for it. But I want to tell you something. It may not be the Holy Ghost right here tonight that you are in need in, my friend. Come on, help me right here. You might just need some refueling right here tonight. But I want to tell you something. The Holy Ghost can charge you right here. And if I was right here and I felt like that I was a dying spiritually, come on, and my experience was getting cold, you know what I'd do? I'd be up with my hands in the air. I'd be on my feet. I'd be asking God. Come on. I feel like right here tonight that he is asking somebody, what will you have me to do? If you need a healing right here tonight, I still believe our God is a healer. He's still on his throne. He still rules and reigns. He's still got all power. Come on, help me. I feel the glory of the Lord right here tonight. I don't know what your need may be right here tonight, but I do know one thing. If we would admit it, that we've got a need right here tonight, my friend. I feel like that the Holy Ghost would come by, because he is a comforter, my friend, and he is here to help you. If you've got that need tonight, the Holy Ghost is wanting to help you. Come on, God's are working right here. Come on.
Preaching what God did with me about.
Come on, church. Wouldn't it be something if God worked a miracle right here tonight? Come on, church. Ain't some others if you didn't need to step out. There's some others if you didn't move, need to move on around and draw closer.
Come on, church.
Oh, whatever you need tonight. Is anything too hard for our God? Is anything too hard for him? Come on, church. I'm a feeling the glory of the Lord are working right here tonight. I'm a feeling a good Holy Ghost. I don't even know what this woman's need is, but God knows what it is. And she come forward by faith of believing God that God would help her. Come on, help me right here. It might be healing that she needs, but we are serving a God that is a healer. Come on. I want to tell you what, the days of miracles are not over, my friend, because I'm talking about a Jesus that is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And he's got sweet lamb of God. I'm a feeling the glory of the Lord here tonight in this house.
Come on, church. Go. Somebody.